弟兄姊妹好。
Greetings to you, brothers and sisters.
三个月不见。
It has been 3 months, since last time we met.
在外面经过很多的教会。
And I have gone to many churches.
我只能说一句话。
And I can sum it up in one saying.
耶稣基督是神儿女的君王。
And Jesus Christ is the King of all the children of God.
每一个教会都看见奇妙的事。
And in each of the churches I visited, there are marvelous things.
看见台湾的各教会。
And I saw the churches in Taiwan.
看见 Manila 的教会。
And saw the churches in Manila.
都那样的兴旺。
And they were all great with fire of the Lord.
那为着美国的教会有点着急啊。
And so therefore we are a little anxious for the churches in America.
我们在美国必须努力啊。
And we must work hard here.
不然我们见
And otherwise, we will be put to shame when we meet the Lord.
我们来读几处的圣经。
And let's now open our Bible.
以赛亚四十章。
And the book of Isaiah, chapter 40.
一节读到第八节。
And verses 1 through 8.
我们一起来读。
Together.
你们的神说，你们要安慰安慰他国的百姓，要对耶路撒冷说安慰的话，又向他说宣告说，他征战的日子已满了，他的罪孽赦免了，他为自己的一切的罪从耶和华手中加倍受罚。有人声喊着说，在旷野预备耶和华的路，
一切山洼
都要填满，大小山冈都要叫平，高高低低的要改为平坦，起起曲曲的必成为平原。耶和华的荣耀必然显现，凡有细细的必一同看见。这是耶和华亲口说的。有人声说，你喊叫吧。有一个说，我喊叫什么呢？说凡有血气的进度如草，它的美容都像草上的花，草壁花壁它消散。
Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades.
花必凋残，唯有我们神的话必永远立定。我们读二十七节到三十一节。
27 to 31。
雅各，你为何说我的道路向耶和华隐藏？以色列啊，你为何引我的乐序神并不查问？你岂不曾知道吗？你岂不曾听见吗？也不困倦，他的智慧无法测度，疲乏的他吃能力，软弱的他加力量，就是少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的也必全然跌倒，在那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。这里等候耶和华的必重新得力。
And those who wait upon the Lord will gain new strength.
应该翻说，等候主的必要得着一个新的能力。
And it should be translated as those who wait upon the Lord will gain new strength.
还说必要如鹰展翅上腾。
And then it says they will mount up with wings like eagles.
他们奔跑却不困倦，行走也不疲乏。
They will run and not get tired, walk and not become weary.
我们读四十四章
，Chapter 44，
一到五节。
1 through 5。
我的仆人雅各，我所拣选的以色列啊，现在你当听，造作你又从你出胎，造就你必要帮助你的耶和华如此说：我的仆人雅各，我所拣选的约书人啊，不要害怕，因为我要将水浇灌口渴的人，向河浇灌干旱之地。我要将我的灵浇灌你的后裔，将我的福浇灌你的子孙。他们要发生在草中，像溪水旁的流树。
This one will say, I am the Lord, and the one who calls the name of the Lord Jacob. And another will fight on his belonging to the Lord, and will name his
旧约里面所有这里的耶和华在原文都是主。
In the translation, Jehovah should be the Lord.
我们都要说主。
And we shall say the Lord.
我们在读四十五章。
Chapter 45.
二十三到二十五节。
23 to 25.我
自己提示，我口所出的话是凭公义，并不返回。万系必向我跪拜，万口必向我起誓。人问我说：公义能力，为主在乎主，人定归向他。反向他发怒的，一只梦秀，以色列的后裔，都比耶和华的称为义，定要夸耀。那个四十章一开始，你要安慰安慰我的百姓。
And the beginning of chapter 40 says, "Comfort, oh, comfort my people."
圣灵称作安慰者。
And we also know that the Holy Spirit is called the Comforter.
我们读起所帮助的圣经，约翰福音十四章。
Now let's turn to Gospel of John 14.
十六节到十七节。
And 16 to 17.
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。保惠师，中文的圣经小字就说，原文是安慰子。
And the helper that John talked about originally means the comforter.
我们最后读十五章第二十六节。
And chapter 15, verse 26.
但我要从父那里差保惠师来。
Whom I will send to you from the Father, that is the Spirit of truth who proceeds.
他来了，就要为我做见证。好。以赛亚书，我们这三个主日都要讲以赛亚书。
And we shall use three Lord's Day morning to speak on the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书称为旧约中的新约。
And the book of Isaiah is called the New Testament, New Testament in the Old Testament in the New Testament.
拗口啊！它是灵感最丰富的书。
It is a book full of inspiration.
它是一本启示最丰富的书。
And it is full of revelations for us.
新约圣经有五十八个地方直接用引用以赛亚书。
And there are 58 places in the New Testament to refer back to this book of Isaiah.
主耶稣在地上的时候，好多次用以赛亚书来说明他的自己。
And oftentimes the Lord refers to the book of Isaiah to speak of himself as well.
所以以赛亚书有特别的一个地位。
And so we know that the book of Isaiah holds a very special place in the Bible.
我们读以赛亚书就要这是谁所启示的话。
So when we read Isaiah, we should have an attitude that this is the words of God.
四十章这段圣经。是以赛亚的分界线。
And chapter 40 of Isaiah is the watershed mark of the book.
在四十章以先，以赛亚主题是基督和基督的启示。
And before chapter 40, the theme of the book of Isaiah is Christ and the revelation of Christ.
四十章之后就是到圣灵和圣灵的经历。
And beginning from 40, it speaks of the Holy Spirit and the experience in the Lord.
所以四十章是很清楚的分界线。
And therefore, the book of chapter 40 divides the two halves.
四十章以前讲的基督，基督的启示。
And before 40 speaks of Christ and his revelation.
他从圣灵怀孕讲开始。
And it speaks of how he was born in the Holy Spirit.
又从女怀孕生子。
And there shall be a virgin give birth to a child.
人要称他的名为以马内利。
And people shall call him Emmanuel.
然后说主的名字。
And then speak of the Lord's name.
主的名字是奇妙。
And his name is wonderful.
测试
counselor,
全能的神
almighty God,
永在的父
everlasting father,
和平的君
the prince of peace,
说到主的受死
and it speaks of his death,
还要降命倾倒以至于死
and it speaks of how he poured out his life unto death,
说到主的复活
and then when he speaks of his resurrection,
说到主的升天
his ascension,
说主的荣耀充满天地
and how his glory filled the all earth,
说的神的儿女谁喜欢读以赛亚书
and so the children of the Lord love this book 个半天。
四十章以后。
And after the chapter
40, 说到圣灵和圣灵的经历。
Speaks of the Holy Spirit and the experience in him.
也说到教会被建造。
And also speaks of the building up of the church.
四十章一开始。
And so in the beginning of chapter 4,
他就说安慰安慰我的百姓。
He begins saying, comfort, oh, comfort my people.
整个的时代改变了。
And because the era has turned.
现在圣灵的时代开始了。
And a new age of the Holy Spirit has come.
圣灵是安慰主已经来到我们当中了。
And the Holy Spirit is the comforter, he has already come.
这就是约翰福音十四章十六章说每一章提起来的话。
And this is what is mentioned in John 14 to 16.
十三章圣经是为主最后信息。
And all these three chapters of John speak of the last.
主耶稣要离开了。
And that is be given before the Lord's departure.
每一章圣经都介绍圣灵。
And each chapter of his last saying is introducing to us the Holy Spirit.
给圣灵三个不同的名字。
And he has given the Holy Spirit three different names.
他是保惠师。
It talks about him as the helper.
他是安慰师。
And he is the comforter.
他又是实际的圣灵。
And he is also the spirit of truth.
True 是真理可以翻作实际。
And also the spirit of reality.
圣灵是保惠师。
And the Holy Spirit is the helper.
圣灵是安慰师。
And he is the comforter.
圣灵他是实际的圣灵。
And he is the spirit of our reality.
那个时候主耶稣讲这话的时候。
And when the Lord spoke of these words.
门徒听不进去。
And his disciples did not
understand. 门徒们是听见主要走了。
And they only heard that the Lord is about to leave.
他们心里充满了忧愁。
And so they were grieving in heart.
他们跟随主三年半。
So they have followed the Lord for 3.5 years.
他们的路走得太容易了。
And all the ways when they were following, it was rather easy.
太有福了。
And they were blessed.
他们不需要为了生活担忧。
And they did not have to worry about their own lives.
一切都主供给他们。
And the Lord provided everything.
他们不需要惧怕仇敌。
And they needNot to fear the enemy.
他们抵挡了所有的仇敌。
And the Lord has protected them from all the enemies.
他们不需要拣选所走的道路。
And they need not choose their own way.
跟随主走，走最对的道路。
And all they need to do is follow the Lord, and it's on the right way.
一切丰富都在耶稣基督里面。
And all the abundance is found in Jesus Christ.
所以他们三年半走得太容易了。
And so for 3.5 years, it was rather easy for them.
主告诉他们他要走了。
But then now the Lord is telling them that he was to leave.
而且说他们不会再见主的面了。
And also told them that they would no longer see his face.
主要到最高最远的地方去了。
And the Lord is going to the highest place and the farthest place.
而那个时候是最艰难的时候。
And then also all kinds of hardship will come.
犹太人要杀他们。
And the Jews will want to kill them.
到处都要用石头打他们。
And they will be found in stone.
罗马的兵丁，罗马到处要收服他们。
And the Roman soldiers will want to capture them.
要把他们钉十字架。
And will crucify many of them.
在这样艰难的时候。
And under such hardship.
主说他要走了。
And the Lord will even say that I was to leave you.
他们怎么不要忧愁啊？
And then they begin to grieve in heart.
主说我要差遣圣灵来。
And the Lord say, I will send the Holy Spirit to come.
圣灵是保惠师。
And the Holy Spirit is the comforter.
圣灵是。圣灵是安慰师。
And he is the comforter.
圣灵就是个实际的圣灵。
And the Holy Spirit is the spirit of reality.
他们听不懂。
And they did not understand.
他们主讲完了，他们还是听不懂。
And after the Lord saying much, they still do not
understand. 直到过了四十天。
And until 40 days afterwards.
等到五旬节到的时候。
And when the time of Pentecost comes.
圣灵降临了。
And the Holy Spirit descends.
整个时代改变了。
And then the whole era has turned.
他们都被圣灵充满。
And they all were filled by the Holy Spirit.
现在他们真的明白主的话了。
And they begin to know the truly the words of God.
圣灵他就是保惠师。
And yes, the Holy Spirit is the helper.
是来帮助我们的。
He comes to help each of us.
圣灵是安慰师。
And he is the comforter.
我们得了大安慰了。
And we have received great comfort.
圣灵是实际的圣灵。
And he is also the spirit of reality.
现在我们进入一切的实际了。
Now we can enter into all his truth.
从前三年 半跟随耶稣。
And they used to follow the Lord for 3.5 years.
看见那个大能大力在主的身上。
And they saw great signs and wonders on the in the Lord.
现在这个能力到我们里面来了。
And all of a sudden they realized that a new power has come on them.
充满在他们里面。
And it is filled within them.
从前看见奇妙的爱在耶稣身上。
And they used to saw the marvelous love on Jesus Christ.
现在奇妙的爱在我们里面了。
And then they realized that the marvelous love has entered in them.
他们得着了，他们经历了。
They have obtained an experience.
就是爱能够充满他们。
And they know that this love was able to fill them.
从前更是主和你主的荣耀，无比的荣耀。
And they saw the glorious, the wonderful glory of the Lord.
现在荣耀就在里面来了。
And now the glory has entered them.
圣灵把神的荣耀充满我们每一个角落。
The Holy Spirit has brought the glory of the Lord and to fill each of the corners of the earth.
圣灵实在是安慰之啊。
The Holy Spirit truly is the comforter.
圣灵实在是一个实际的圣灵啊。
The Holy Spirit truly is the Spirit.
我们进入他的无限丰富了。
And now we are able to enter its abundant richness.
我们里面一个泉源没有穷尽的。
And we find that exhaustless fountain in us.
整个时代改变了。
And the whole era has turned.
现在圣灵时代开启了。
And the new age of the Holy Spirit has started.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，当初圣徒们听说圣灵经过一个最大的征战。
And by the experience of the Holy Spirit, they endured a great
2000 years,
starting from the apostles, for 2,000 years, the Christian has gone through much persecution. Even until today, and we must declare that there is no strength that can overcome the church.
我在门尼拉碰到基督徒从中国各处地方来。
And when I was in Manila, I met many Christians from all parts of China.
跟我一谈到他们经历。
And when they spoke to us about their experience,
脱不开苦难。
And it's always about some suffering.
脱不开逼迫。
And some persecution.
但是他们也从来不离开一句话。
But then they also always say this.
他们里面充满了喜乐。
And they often fill with joy in them.
那个能力在他们里面。
And because the power is found in each of them.
任何的力量不能摧毁。
And there is no power that can overpower them.
我基督徒的时候在上海。
And when I was first believing in the Lord, I was in Shanghai.
政府报告基督徒100万。
And the government proclaimed that there was 1 million Christians in China.
实在是不到一百万。
And I thought that the number was a little high.
到现在超过1.5亿呢。
And now it's 150 million Christians.
圣灵说。圣灵的工作我们没有办法想象啊。
And nobody can imagine the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的时代开始了。
And the era of the Holy Spirit has commenced.
里面的时代开始了。
And the time of inner life is begun.
所有在外面都变成里面了。
And all the outward things now is become the inward thing.
都成为我们能得到能够经历的了。
And it is something we can all obtain and experience.
我们才是耶稣基督。
And when we call Jesus Christ,
他是我们的生命。
And we call him as our life,
他是我们的实际。
He is our reality,
他是我们亲自经历的。
And he is someone whom we can truly.
没有一个力量可以封我们的口。
And no power can stop our mouth.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
dear brothers and sisters,
今天圣灵时代啊。
Today is the time of the Holy Spirit.
我们要经历圣灵啊。
And we must experience the Holy Spirit.
我们再过2个月夏令会要来了。
And in 2 months' time, we shall begin.Our summer conference.
现在就要渴慕了。
And now we must increase our desire for the Lord.
渴慕被圣灵充满。
We desire for His filling.
我从台湾经过冬令会。
And I went to Taiwan and gone through the winter conference.
看见那个圣灵降临的时候啊。
And the day when we saw the Holy Spirit descended upon us.
所有的90%都出来了。
And about 90-some% of the people came forward.
他们人比我们多得多的。
And they have a lot more people than us.
圣灵降临的时候。
When the Holy Spirit descends,
照样我看没有一个漏掉的。
And I saw that no one was did not have it.
都被圣灵充满了。
And they all were filled by the
Holy Spirit. 回到教会里聚会的时候，味道都不一样了哈。
So when we all return to the church and have meetings again, then the completely atmosphere was changed.
弟兄姊妹来交通的时候，那个喜乐也不一样了。
And everybody when they have fellowship, their joy was different.
今天是圣灵的时代。
Today is the day of the Holy Spirit.
我们必须要进入圣灵。
And we must enter into the experience of His Spirit.
二是到了末了里面一段。
And then to the last passage.
对不起，我讲的第一章那个圣灵来，第一个工作就是要对付我们的天然生命。
And when the Holy Spirit comes, His first work is to deal with our natural life.
叫我们从我们的天然生命里蒙拯救。
And so that we can be saved from our natural life.
这里是我们天然生命啊。
And when the holy, when our natural life was mentioned,
它里就是会做两个大类。
And it was it put in two categories.
一种是刚强的人。
And one kind is the kind of
一种是软弱的人。
Now the other is man of weakness.
刚强软弱都是主的难处。
And the one who has power or the one who has weakness, they both are difficult.
刚强的人就好像条路一样。
And man of power is just like a way.
里面都是刚硬的石头。
And they have many hard rocks in them.
这个刚强的人还蛮麻烦。
And these people who are tough to deal with.
我像我自己是个软弱的人，是个刚强的人呢、啊。
And I ask myself, am I weak or am I strong?
这是难说。
This is kind of difficult to say.
你外面看我好像是刚强的人。
And some people look at me and say, perhaps you are strong.
没有看见我软弱的时候啊。
That is just because you haven't seen my weakness.
啊，这两个情形都有啊。
And actually, we have both conditions.
你刚强的人有的地方把挖下去的地方。
And when you dig deep in the man of strength,
就勾不上去我的需要。
Then you find out that they are coming short of the Lord's demand.
有的时候他又突出来了。
And sometimes they go above it.
像山岗啊。
And just like a high mountain.
就拦住主的工作。
It stopped the Lord's doing.
主说圣灵的大能。
And the Lord spoke of the whole power of the Holy Spirit.
要砍平的刚强的生命。
And he shall do away the life of this strength.
大小山岗都要削平。
All the high and the low mountains shall be leveled.
低洼地方都要填满。
And all the valleys should be filled up.
有的是我们崎崎岖岖、弯弯曲曲的哈。
And sometimes our roads are rather windy.
你不晓得我们这个人多弯曲罢了。
And don't you know sometimes we are quite crooked?
主说崎崎岖岖、弯弯曲曲都要把它修直。
And the Lord say all this crookedness shall be made straight.
这是主的工作。
And that is the works of the Lord.
我们讲这几句话，几分钟讲过去了，这很容易啊。
And it is a very simple statement.
但这是我们一生的工作。
But it shall be the works of our whole life.
主在我们身工作的时候，那么不那么容易了。
And when the Lord started to work His work on us, it's not that easy.
严平山洼，孝平山。
And to level the hills and to fill up the valley.
所有崎岖弯曲嘛都要修直。
And to make straight all the crookedness.
若主是工作有一点成在我们成功在我们身上。
And if the Lord ever finds success in our life.
那就我们大得胜了。
And then we know we actually have obtained great victory.
我们从里面的魂生命改变了。
And because that is meaning that our soul life has changed.
下面主又说你呼喊吧。
And then the Lord say, call out to them.
先说呼喊什么呢？
And the prophet say, what shall I call out?
天然之命另一种表现了。
And then the Lord talked about the manifestation of another natural
life. 我有血气的心中如草。
And all that who has the breath is just like grass.
什么情形都如草啊。
And what kind of things is like grass?
草是到我们的软弱。
And because grass is speaking of our weakness.
草意是我们的短暂。
It's talk about this temporary state.
我们那个软弱短暂的生命当中。
The life that we have is weak and temporary.
就是可跨的事。
And even sometimes when we find something
good, 就草上开一朵花。
And just like the grass has a flower.
草必枯干，花必凋残。
But at the end, the grass withers, the flower fades.
是我们生命一面表现就是这样软弱的生命。
And that speaks of the manifestation of our weak natural life.
经不起一点压力的。
And it cannot endure any pressure.
经不起一点试炼的。
And it cannot withstand any test.
经不起一点痛苦的。
Or it can endure any pain.
在四篇九十篇就说到那个像草一样的生命。
And Moses in Psalm 90 speaks of our life as just life of grass.
早晨发芽生长。
It sprouts in the morning.
晚上就割下枯干。
And at the night time it was cut down and withered.
我的美容叫草上的花。
And our beauty is just like the flower of the grass.
他下面说百姓承认是草。
And then at the end he said the people truly is grass.
就说这是我们说的。
And then he said that this is speaking of us.
我们所有夸耀的事。
And if there's anything that we can boast.
摩西说仅都是劳苦愁烦转眼成空我们便如飞而去了。
And Moses says they are all sorrows and mystery of men and then very quickly we shall all be found as nothing.
这就是我们像草一样的生命。
And that is speaking of our life is just like grass.
软弱。
We are weak.
短暂。
Temporary,
一下就过来了。
And it will pass us by very quickly.
昨天我这个下辈来看我们带着孩子，这么还不到两岁嘛。
And yesterday, a younger relative come to visit me with a two-year-old child.
他问你什么时候长大的？
And the father asked, and when will you grow up?
哎，我这话不对了。
And I say, no, you're saying it.
我说我有过他那个两的时候啊。我曾经有过他的两岁的时候啊。
Even me, I was once 2 years old.
我不知道什么时候一下长到现在了。
And I do not know how quickly it passed. Now I'm this old.
你不要等他这个什么时候长大呀。
And don't just sit there and say when he will grow up.
等我们长大了，叫如飞而去啊。
When you grow up already, you find out the time gone by too quickly.
引导他，这个主是最重要的。
And the most important thing is to guide them onto the way of the Lord.
引导他，经历主是最重要的。
So that they can be guided to experience the Lord.
我们像草一样。
And we are just like grass.
马软弱而且短暂。
And we are so weak and we live a short life.
主吹气在上面。
And if the Lord breathes air on us,
是要圣灵的工作的。
And that speaks of the work of the Holy Spirit.
修平道路是许架的工作。
And to what the work of the cross is to do away all the high hills.
吹气在上面，圣灵的工作。
And the breathing of air on us is the work of the Holy Spirit.
许架的工作、圣灵的工作都要除掉我们的魂生命。
And both the work of the Holy Spirit and the cross is to do away with our natural
life. 圣灵吹气在上面。
And when the Holy Spirit breathes air on us,
就草必枯干，花必
And then the grass will wither, the flowers will fade.
帮助我们的天然生命一下我们就软弱了。
And then it's helped to wither our natural life.
让主在里面能够掌权。
And so that the Lord may reign in us.
让属灵生命能够刚强起来。
So that our spiritual life may become strong.
我们的诗歌被拿教我们求主教导我们呼吸与生命。
And there's a hymn in our hymn book says that may the Lord teach us how to breathe in and out of Him.
我们经常呼吸与生命。
And if we often breathe in the Holy Spirit.
不知不觉会看见我们天然生命软弱的。
And then over time you will see how your natural life is dwindling away.
而圣灵的生命在里面慢慢刚强起来了。
And the life of the Holy Spirit will become strong in us.
神说神的话永远立定。
And then the Lord declared that His word will always stand.
直到今天。
Until today.
全世界的圣徒都在经历以赛亚书。
And all the saints in the whole world is experiencing the book of Isaiah.
到了四十章的末了。
And at the end of chapter 40,
他给我们最好的应许了。
And He has given us the best promise.
你岂不曾知道吗？
And don't you know?
你岂不曾思想吗？
And haven't you think about it?
创造的神。
And the Creator God.
永在的神。
And the Everlasting God.
创造地极的主。
And the One who has created the ends of the earth.
他永远不疲乏。
And He shall never grow weary.
他永远不困倦。
And He shall never be tired.
神用一个发问题的方式开始的。
And the Lord has put this statement in the form of a question.
你知不知道呢？
And don't you know?
这个问题很简单，我们当然知道。
It is something we all know.
永在的神。
And this Everlasting God.
创造地极的主。
And this creator of the ends of the earth.
这里说他的智慧无法测度。
And here it says that no one can fathom his wisdom.
他的能力也没有穷尽。
And his strength will not become weary.
他不疲乏也不困倦。
And he has no lack and he will not be tired.
这我们知道。
And then we know that.
到下面说第二层了。
And then he talk about
the 我们是气的人呢。
And those who are the flesh of
blood. 我们活在血肉之身里面的人呢。
And those who are in the flesh and blood.
我们靠是的，我们会软弱的。
And we truly know that we are but
weak. 我们的力量都有我们有限度的。
Because we find limits in our own strength.
到了我们的限度就没有办法再往前了。
And when we have come to the end of our strength, we can no longer move forward.
特别一个曾经仆人侍奉主的人呢。
Especially a servant of the Lord.
你看几本曾经仆人伟大的传记啊。
And if you ever read some of their biographies.
他们是世界上最殷勤、最忙碌的人啊。
And they are the hardest working people in the whole world.
太懂得疲乏跟困倦了。
And they truly know what is to become wearied and tired.
我们的限度很有限。
And we are all limited.
一下就摸到我们的限度了。
And very quickly we come to our end.
我们侍奉神，若凭着我们的血气生命。
And if we serve the Lord by our own fleshly life.
我们能做多少的工呢？
And what kind of work can we do?
我们能走几步的路呢？
And how many steps can we take?
一下到限度了。
And then very quickly we come to our end.
他说少年人。
And then he said,
oh,
they will be weary.
想做的。
and the strong,
也不全然跌倒。
And then they will also be stumped.
少年的生命最旺盛的时候。
And the young people when their life is so abundant.
强壮的不仅青年，而且强壮。
And not only they are young, but they're strong.
最强壮的也被全然倒下来。
And even the strongest person will stumble.
是吧？我们息息生命的软弱。
And it speaks about natural life is only weakness.
一个我们做主的工太怎么都疲倦软弱的
and if we serve the Lord then we will know very quickly what is weakness
不能动了
we cannot move on
我在 Manila 住了25天这一次
and I stay in Manila for 25 days
从一直去了21天
the first time I went I stayed 21 days
我一个人一说一天讲三场道
and when I was by myself I preached 3 times a day
一场一个半小时
and each meeting was hour and a half
那是主的讲了
And I give him 100% of what I have.
祷告住在外面的。
And that the hymns and the prayer times were all excluded.
晚上的聚会讲两个半小时。
And in the evening time, I even preached 2.5 hours.
其他时间呢
？What about the rest of the time?
为了对神的儿女来找交通都占满了。
And then all the other times was filled by that with the fellowship of
Christians.
And many people say, oh, Brother Z, no one can endure this kind of
schedule.
And then some people, the person said, I'm younger than you, but I look at you, you're not tired. And who tell you that I'm not tired?
没有人不疲倦的。
If I'm a man, I will be tired.
没有人不困倦的。
And no one will not be weary in
that condition.
But then we found the Lord in us.
哦，是用我自己的力量，我们几天可走啊
？And if I follow my own strength, I cannot last a few days.
第一次我做了三天工，我觉得我做不动了。
And the first time I worked for 3 days, and I say I have no strength.
我出去做，现在说我是我病了。
And then I told my wife that, oh, I'm sick.
那以后你不要去了。
And then my wife said, "There's only
one teacher. 我是我一个老师，我不去怎么办
？"I said, "There's only one teacher. If I don't go, I'll be."
那也是21天，我就休息了一刻。
And so for 21 days during the first time, I rested.
到了那里，在办公室休息。
And I went to the office to rest.
去不动了。
And because I found no strength to go.
在主面前呼吸与圣灵啊。
And then I come before the Lord and breathe in His Holy Spirit.
一下，主的力量叫我更新了。
And then the strength of the Lord renewed me.
这是我新力量。
And I've obtained a new found strength.
一直做到末了一天。
And then I keep on working and serving Him until the end.
这一次跟赵高由台湾主公下来才去曼尼拉。
And this time I even served in Taiwan before I went to Manila.
身体已经疲乏了。
And my body was tired.
第二天就都做不动了。
The second day I found myself exhausted.
来到主面前的。
And then I came before the Lord again.
以赛亚四十章的应许永远是我们一个实在的经历啊。
Isaiah 40, the promise in it is always our experience.
软弱的他加力量。
And those who are weak, He shall strengthen.
疲倦的他增能力。
And those who are tired, He shall give power.
主是力量。
The Lord is our strength.
这不是个道理。
And that is not a teaching.
这是一个实在的话。
But it's a real
statement. 主，你是我们的力量。
Oh Lord, you are our strength.
我们呼吸于主啊。
And when we breathe in of Him,
新的能力充满了。
And then we are filled with this new power.
从第二天一直做到25天。
And from the second day until the end of 25 days.
25天之后一直飞高雄。
And after that, then we flew directly to Kaohsiung.
上午晚上都有机会。
And because there were meetings waiting for me day and night.
他们说十六，你真是很年轻。
And they said, "Oh, Brother Z, you are still very young, eh?"
我说你年轻，我就从男女之中你就受不了。
And I say, if you just talk about age, and even you are younger, you cannot do it.
啊，这里分成两个阶段。
And because it is divided in two points.
头一个阶段。
The first.
软弱的他是力量。
And those who are weak, He will give strength.
疲乏的他加能力。
And those who are tired, He will empower.
这是你而很多人有的经历哈。
And that is the experience for many Christians.
从主的力量。
And we shall receive strength from the Lord.
从主的能力。
And to be empowered in the Lord.
但是他跨过一层，像更高的一层了。
And then we take on to another threshold.
一个等候主的人。
And the higher level is those who wait upon the Lord.
如鹰展翅上腾。
And they shall be mounted up like eagles with wings.
他们得着新的能力。
And they shall receive new strength.
行走也不疲乏。
And they walk without weary.
奔跑也不困倦。
And they run and will not become tired.
叫复活能力了。
And this is talking about the resurrected power.
和前面一个不同了。
And it is a little different from the one before.
等候主的人。
Because these people waited upon the Lord.
心繁之上乘。
And they will be mounted up like the wings of eagles.
我们的意识往最高的地方飞了。
And they.They are soaring up to the highest place.
我们得到圣灵的力量了。
And they have obtained the power of the Holy Spirit.
是从最高之处降下来的。
And because that power comes from the highest place.
从无形界直到今天。
From the day of Pentecost till today.
圣灵一直留在教会的里面。
The Holy Spirit always remain and abide in His
church. 是不是我们向他呼吁，他就充满？
And whenever we think of Him and call upon Him to fill us.
是不是我们向他渴慕？
And whenever we are desired of Him.
也充满我们所有的软弱。
And he shall come to do away with all our weakness.
不要得到那新的能力。
And to give us a new power from on high.
The new power 的话，我真是爱这句话。
Oh, I truly love this thing.
二千年基督徒都是靠着这个 new power 新能力。
And for this 2,000 years long, all Christians is relying upon this promise of new power.
行走不疲倦。
And they walk without weary.
不用跑不困乏。
Run without getting tired.
和神一样
啊 Oh, it's almost like God, isn't it?
当然不是神一样
Of course, they are not God.
但这就是耶稣基督的力量啊
But that is the power of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是不仅神的力量，这是复活的力量啊
It's not only God's power, but a resurrected power.
我最大的困难还不是工作
And my greatest difficulty is not about works.
跑过那个十几个小时跨过地球那一面了
And when we travel through many time zones to the other parts of the world.
大家说的 time difference 时差的问题啊
And there is a lot of time difference.
是不是时差的问题，我们里面所有东西都搅乱来了。
Actually, not only about the mixing up of time, but all our inner being is all kind of mixed up.
你知道说有的人没时差，有的人有时差，又不是身体好坏的问题。
And some, the doctor says this is,It's not about the physical condition of a body.
我太太就没时差。
And my wife about the same age, but
到了台湾也睡觉，到了南洋，到了菲律宾也睡觉，一模一样的。
And she could sleep anywhere she went.
我就没办法了。
But I could not.
我说我看她睡觉，真的很羡慕她。
And I looked at she was sound asleep. I admire her.
我那个时差特别厉害了。
And I have a very severe case.
而且不到半年又跑一次，不到半年又跑一次的。
And every 6 months I have to make new adjustments again.
这次回来最差劲了，三个礼拜才恢复。
And this time it took me three weeks to.Get adjusted.
但我八月又要去了。
But then, very soon in August, I will go in. I will not be afraid.
这次去的还到中国去了呀。
And this time, I shall go to mainland China.
从华南跑到东北了呀。
And from the southern part of China to the northeast part of China.
昨天我一个女婿很爱主的人。
And my son-in-law, he loves the Lord much.
上海到沈阳跑多少路啊？
And he asked that from Shanghai to Shenyang, how much?
两个小时。
How long the distance? So 2 hours plane.
他走两个小时啊。
2 hours walking.
你不要开玩笑，走两个小时。
I said, don't kid.
要他对中国哪个地方根本没观念的。
Because he had no idea about how far.
我飞机飞两个小时啊，就走路了呀。我飞机飞两个小时，那么去。你萧山文说的根本不晓得在什么地方。
And then I mentioned many other places he does not know.
那是华南啊。
And that is the southern portion of China.
还好还好，你坐飞机比较不太辛苦。
And yeah, it's good you fly because.
或者你告诉我坐飞机啊。
And I said, who tell you that I will fly?
那你走路。
He said, oh, you walk?
我有那么聪明的人，怎么飞机和走路之外没别的东西了呢？
And I said, you're so smart. How come you only have 2 options?
坐火车。
I said, I will ride the train.
啊，在中国那么大的地方，我们坐火车。
China has a lot of trains.
去看弟兄姊妹们坐飞机去，太威风了呢。
So train is convenient.
走路我受不了。
And I cannot walk.
坐火车。
And we were riding a train.
啊，那就从上海坐沈阳坐火车多久啊
？From Shanghai to Shenyang, how long is the train ride?
一个小时飞机，半个小时火车。
1 hour of flight includes equivalent to 8 hours.
那你要走一天一夜啊
？Well, then you have to go there day and night.
差不多。
It's almost.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
想一想就没有力量去了。
And if you think of a difficulty, then you have no strength.
这里说等候主的人。
So therefore, the Bible says, "See,
you 展翅上腾
They shall mount up like wings with He goes with weight.
耶稣复活了。
And Jesus is resurrected.
我们必定得到新的能力。
And we shall obtain the new found strength.
我们不疲倦也不匮乏。
We will not be wearied or tired.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
日常的经历都可以经历到这个经历的
And we can experience this even every day
有一次我去个台中聚会、啊、
And one time I was having a meeting in Taichung
好多年以前
And many years ago
生病了
And I was sick
五天传福音
And, But we had to preach the gospel for 5 days
到了第三天最重要的一天了
And the third day, that was most important day
到了下午十分钟就泻一次
And in the afternoon, I have a diarrhea condition
十分钟跑着厕所十分钟跑是厕所，跑都跑累了。
So every 10 minutes, I have to go to visit the bathroom.
半个小时要聚会了。
And in half hour times, I shall have a meeting.
我要主。
Then I told the.
你再让我歇一次，我就福音不传了。
And then if I have one more diarrhea, then I cannot preach the gospel.
奇妙的，我就赖上主了，不歇了。
Marvelously, when I state that before the Lord, and then
所有的力量都没有了。
And I found myself completely exhausted.
连我走上讲台去的力量都没有了。
And I barely could get up to the pulpit.
传福音现在最重要的一天了。
And that was the most important night of the gospel.
人要得救就在乎今天这一天了。
And if people are to be saved, it depends on that.
呼吸于主。
Oh, we breathe in the Lord.
耶稣复活了。
Jesus is resurrected.
圣灵已经降临了。
The Holy Spirit has come.
现在圣灵的时代。
And today is the day of the Holy Spirit.
呼吸于主。
So we breathe in the Lord.
很清楚，一个力量不是我的。
And very clearly, I know the new power entered.
在讲台讲半个小时。
And I spoke for half an hour.
没有人会相信我那样病了，一直两三天一直写肚子。
And no one would know what I have gone through to preach like that.
他讲了半小时之后啊。
But after half an hour,
力量不见了。
My power gone away.
我几乎讲完了。
And I say, Oh Lord,
下面也不能再讲了。
I could not say anymore.
但是我要讲的，我这半小时都讲完了。
And all I had to say, I gave in half an hour.
这就得多半在那个半小时内。
But then, many people were stayed during that half hour.
一下讲的，他们把我扶到进房间去了。
And then immediately, many people helped me to go to my room.
或者是带着力量都没有了。
I had no time, no strength.
他的床上不能动了。
And I was just lying there.
一个弟兄进来。
And a brother entered.
当时另外一个女记者太太坐在办公室。
And he said, "Oh, brother, see, there was a sister visiting you in the office."
圣灵大做工了。
And the Holy Spirit worked mightily.
她坐在那里哭。
And she just sat there and cried.
要等你。
And she was waiting.
我要一让她坐半个小时，好不好
？I said, "Please let her wait for half an hour."
给我半个小时。
Give me half an hour.
这个半个小时呼吸于圣灵啊。
And again, I came to the Lord and breathed in Him.
祷告的力量都没有了。
I don't even have time, strength to pray.
软弱的喊主的力量都喊不动了。
I have no strength to even utter the Lord's name.
仍旧能够接触圣灵。
And I still could get contact with the Holy Spirit.
深深相信圣灵在我的深处。
I deeply believe that the Holy Spirit is in me.
慢慢的起来。
And then the Holy Spirit rises up.
慢慢的起来。
And He rises up.
这是有点力量了。
And I obtain a strength.
呼叫主的名了。
I call on the name of the Lord.
半个小时，每一个角落都被充满了。
And in half hour times, all the corners of my being was filled by Him. I rose up.
把领带打好，把穿衣服。
I put on my tie and changed.
一定说这么疲倦的衣服不要穿了呀。
And the brothers say, "Oh, you're so tired. Don't mind your suit."
现在我 on duty.
But I say, "Now I'm on duty."
我正在要在这个主耶稣最大的治理里面，我要穿好了去的人。
And I'm in the responsibility in Christ.
看见那个女性的朋友。
And then we went to meet that sister.
新鲜的力量。
With a newfound power.
讲耶稣基督。
I preached to her.
带她祷告。
Christ, and let her to pray.
带她清楚的得救。
And let her to meet the Lord.
啊，回来正是喜乐哈。
And then she would come back with joy.
回来所有力量又没有了。
And then when I came back and I have no strength again,
我们能经历他。
And we can experience the Lord.
他的新能力。
He is the new power.
我们充满新能力。
And we can be filled of the new power.
如鹰展翅上腾。
We can all mount up like eagles.
一直超越过所有的天然生命。
And we can go surpass all the limitations of natural life.
握住耶稣基督的复活生命了。
Get in touch with Jesus Christ's resurrected life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，以赛亚书太好的经历了。
Dear brothers and sisters, Isaiah gave us very good experience in the Lord.
到了44章。
Until chapter 44.
他讲的。四个教官
He talked about four kinds of thirst.
用水浇灌口渴的人
And to quench the thirst of, the, of those with water.
用河浇灌干旱之力
And to quench the dry land with the river.
用灵浇灌我的子孙
And use the spirit to fill his people.
用父浇灌我的后裔。
And use blessings to fill his descendants.
用水浇灌，用河浇灌，用灵浇灌，用父浇灌。
And then talking about the filling of the water, the river, the blessings.
我们有神是很好的。
And our God is so good.
这个应许太大了。
And he has given us this great promise.
四个浇灌都不一样的。
And all these four promises are a little different.
水浇灌口渴的人。
And the water to quench the thirst.
那个个人的经历。
And that is individual experience.
又和浇灌干旱之地。
And the river to moisten the dry land.
那是教会的复兴。
And that is the revival of it.
用我的灵浇灌我的子孙。
And my spirit to fill my
descendants. And
that is giving us a growing strength.
用父浇灌我的后裔。
And to fill that my descendants
with blessings. 祝福的力量。
And that is to give us strength to inherit all the blessings of heaven.
这四个浇灌太好了。
And these are the four great fillings for us to have. 我们
现在先记着那个四个浇灌好不好？
And we remember these four fillings now.
用水浇灌，用河浇灌，用灵浇灌，用父浇灌，哈，好的，非常熟了啊。好，用水浇灌是吧？口渴的人，用河浇灌呢？干旱之地，用灵浇灌呢？错了，用灵浇灌我的子孙。啊，用父浇灌我的后裔。
Blessings for my descendants.
万膝都要跪拜。
And all knees shall bow.
万口都要承认。
And all tongues shall confess.
这是万军之主说的。
And this is the saying of the King of the King.
保罗在腓立比二章就引用这句话。
And the Lord, Paul has.Quoted this in the Philippians.
神已经用右手把他高举。
And God has lifted him up on high with his right hand.
要升到至高之上。
And so that he is high above everything.
超过一切。
And to be above all.
下面又引用以赛亚45章的话了。
And then he quoted Isaiah 45.
万膝都要跪拜。
And every knee shall bow.
万口都要承认。
Every tongue shall confess.
今天。福音就传遍天下了。
And today the gospel reaches to the ends of the earth.
一想到主的话，灵里真是喜乐哈。
And when we think of His words, our spirit is full of joy.
像我这样到处跑的哈。
A person like me who travels quite
broadly. 我主真是万口承认的。
And I surely have seen that it is true that all.
万膝跪拜的。
And then all knees shall bow before the Lord.
主是独一无二的神。
Our Lord is the one and only God.
他是接得了所有神儿女的心了。
And He is now obtaining all the hearts of the children.
叫荣耀能够从神的儿女上显出来。
And so glory may be manifested through His children.
我们再唱238首。
And let's sing Him again 238.
保惠师已经来。
The Comforter has come.